I should say something.
It's a fucking hit.
How's it going, everybody?
That was a good break.
Welcome, everybody, to a very special, you know what the fuck is up, Rice Ball. With me, your host, and with me as always is the quietest member of our group, Brennan. Shipley, up to Boston.
Hello, everybody.
And I'm your host. I should have said that earlier when I said host, Andy Rice. This is Fried Rice Podcast, a rice ball. Let's get fried.
That was the an AI song we just created about the movie Up in Smoke, and it fucking vibes pretty hard.
Yeah. AI is definitely taking over.
I'm a big fan of AI, as everyone knows. I talk about it constantly. It's my best friend. It's my lover. It's my creative partner, my collaborator. It's
Producer.
I love it. It gets me out of... you know, and look, it even creates a little picture for you on this website. Like, that's an AI picture of Up in Smoke, I guess. It's a theater on fire, it looks like. Yeah,
it's definitely Up in Smoke.
Yeah, it's Up in Smoke. I don't know if they got the idea of the movie, but...
But isn't white smoke usually, like, the fire's out?
That's purple smoke and blue smoke.
Green, huh?
Greenish, purple, blue smoke. So who knows what the fire's doing in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what does the front say?
What do you mean?
Like, what?
Oh, it's gibberish. It's AI gibberish. Oh, okay. It says like Wahoo Dub,
yeah.
Cocaine, citrus, Esperanza, open 9 to 5.
Just some random shit.
Just some random shit.
Yeah.
Happy 420, everybody. Yeah, this is going to release on 420.
Oh, we're going to actually release at 420.
Yes. Yeah. So in 3 days, it's going to release. It's going to release... We can't get too anachronistic with our time because this is going to release before other Rice Balls.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So this will be technically maybe Rice Ball 3, and then the other Rice Balls are going to be Rice Ball 4 or 5.
But I think at that one you said the number of Rice Ball it was.
Yeah, whatever. This is a weed-based podcast.
We're stoners.
Who cares?
What is time anyways?
We decided to do, we'll get into it in a second, the movie, but it's 420, so we decided we were going to do a Cheech and Chong movie, which is great, because I had not seen this movie.
I'm surprised you hadn't seen it.
I thought I had seen parts of it,
okay.
And apparently I had seen probably parts of Cheech and Chong's next movie.
Yes.
If that's the one that has the giant joint in it, or is, which is the one that has the...
Well, because the next movie is... Movie.
Because what's crazy...
Still Smoking. Still Smoking is when they go to Amsterdam.
Which is the one where the joint is so big that it's like popping out the car almost.
I think that might be next movie.
Okay. Because that's what I remember. I don't remember
or
the
nice
one...
Dreams.
God, see, I don't think I've gone down the Cheech and Chong
early stoner days, this was like the first thing I introduced to, you know, my buddy Frank that I... smoked weed with when I started, who was really into like Cheech and Chong, his cousins and stuff like loved it, so we got super into it. Cheech and Chong and Harold and Kumar and all of it.
Yeah.
And
one of my notes, I mean, I'll just say it now, is man, this movie really rips Harold and Kumar off pretty hard.
That's great.
As I'm watching, I'm like, man, I've seen Harold and Kumar about
100
times, and this movie's really, you know.
No, mine was definitely like this, you know. It's just kind of like the original stoner movie that just kind of started all of these bits. And they, like, I mean... Before even doing this movie, they were already performing together for like 8-9 years, something like that.
Oh, so the chemistry was perfect.
Yeah, like they did stand up, and then they did CDs is what they did. They did like 10 CDs.
Audio albums, perfect. Yeah.
And they were funny, and they used a lot of their bits throughout all their movies.
The one I'm most familiar with is Dave's Not Here, Man.
Yeah,
that's such a good bit.
That's such a classic bit.
Classic. That was referenced in Simpsons recently, a couple years ago. Maybe, well, I say a couple years ago, but with Simpsons, it could have been 10 years ago, or it could have been a couple years ago, or it could have been 15, 20 years ago when this episode aired. But There's an episode where Cheech and Chong break up, and just Chong or just Cheech, one of the two, are performing with Homer as the replacement of the other one.
Yeah.
And he keeps fucking up the Dave's not here bit because he doesn't understand it while he's on stage.
Yeah, that's...
So he's like, Dave's not here, man. And then he's like, well, who's Dave? Yeah. Like, it's just, I don't know. He's good.
It's me, man. Me, man, who?
Yeah.
That's definitely something that, like, anytime we have someone say order for Dave, Dave's not here.
Me too, and I'm not even, it wasn't like something ingrained in my
childhood.
Head. It's just so good.
I bet
people out there named Dave
hate it
so much. Hi, I'm Dave. Dave's not here, man. I get it. Yeah, get it. Thank you. Cheech and Chong exist. Moving on. Just some straight-laced guy that hates marijuana more than anything in the world. Marijuana took his wife and kids from him when he was... like a young man, like some influenced driver ran over his children, and he hates it with a passion. And every time he meets someone, hello, my name is, and he was born Dave. His parents put Dave they on the birth certificate, not so he can't lie. I mean, he can, but he's a straight laced.
Cheech and Chong fans.
Every time it wasn't peekaboo, it was Dave's not here, man.
Dave's not here, man.
Dave's not here, man. And he's just so it's just this terrifying image of his parents leaving him when he's an infant.
trauma,
man. What's crazy about this movie? I guess we're just getting straight into it. When did it come out? I forget. 70s for sure. I forgot
I think it was 78.
I forgot to pull up the IMDb.
76 or 78.
Oh, I shouldn't have closed that. 78. Yes. There's also one made in the 50s, but has nothing to do with... Not the same at all. It's a gangster movie.
Gangster movie.
Yeah. So, Up and Smoked, 1970. Okay. So, what's crazy about this is Cheech is Pedro, and Tommy Chong is just man. He doesn't have a name, right?
They mention a name in the beginning. His parents mentioned a name in the beginning when they're like telling him he needs to grow up, which
what
I thought
did they
was
say?
Anthony.
Oh.
Anthony, and then his dad's license plate said Stoner on the Rolls Royce, so they assumed the last name is Stoner. So
oh, Mr. Stoner. Yeah, I saw that on the IMDb.
Anthony Stoner is what they...
Okay.
Is the trivia name.
Got it.
But
moving forward... They're Cheech and Chong, right? Yeah, like in all their movies, right? Like Cheech and Chong in that movie is Nice Dreams, Cheech and Chong, still smoking, they're Cheech and Chong, and then Things Are Tough All Over, which I guess is another one that I have not seen. They play Chong. Wait, this is not a Cheech and Chong movie.
No.
This is just they
this
Chong is
separated,
in it.
I think.
Okay. Look at these classy 1970s women. Remember when people used to dress super classy like that?
Yeah.
So, Up and Smoke, 1978, my first viewing.
Yeah, I'm curious.
All the way through, and I will say, I laughed out loud quite a few times.
Yeah.
I thought it was very funny. It felt derivative because I'm looking at it through the lens of seeing all of the imitations years later.
Okay, so you felt like they were ripping it off.
Well, to,
you had to
inspired by, right? Because it's like every time you watch a Liam Neeson Taken movie, you could go back and watch the original Man on Fire or whatever from the 70s with, I forgot who that was. But there's like almost nothing original. So this felt, I bet at the time, this was very original.
Oh, yeah.
Having a stoner buddy comedy. But... their chemistry, I think, is what sells it for me. And the act, like, it's not great acting. The dubbing that they do, the voice, or I think it's ADR, is that what it's called? When they're trying to add voices to a scene after the scene's already been shot later on in editing.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like
the voiceovers.
The voiceover and stuff. Like the thing that Madam Web got raked for, like, they, like, because when you watch the movie, the main bad guy, when he talks, it doesn't match up to the audio. So they re-recorded his lines or did something wrong.
Okay.
And it's kind of bad.
Yeah.
And you could see it in the trailer. You could see it all over. It's not great.
Did you have that issue with this movie?
Yeah, a couple times. There's because it's a movie made in the 70s, and it's about a couple stoners. I bet you the rules were lax on set. I don't think it was a strict...
I watched it on Prime. I mean, well, I didn't really pay attention to the lips that much. Like, I don't really... Like, I'll notice stuff like that if the audio is off or something, but, like, I didn't really... Like, what scene specifically were you talking about?
Oh, God, I'd have to... well, for sure, there's a few scenes in the van.
Okay.
When it's okay. The chicks talking it and Cheech talking.
Chick. That one chick was annoying. That
character. I wrote down, she reminds me of that Muppet. Hey, I'm Janice. Or you know who's that? The hippie Muppet. You know what I'm talking about? In the band.
Yeah.
That's who. That's just like a live version of that hippie puppet.
Yeah.
Or Muppet. She was tough to listen to.
Yeah, just babble on forever. Just
forever, and it just and I get it.
That's her character.
If they're trying to sell what hanging around people that do a lot of drugs is like.
And if you've ever been around a female like that, that is exactly what they are like.
Yeah, one of those party girls.
One of my best friends, he dated a girl like that, and she was the absolute worst. Like, the worst.
Just a lot.
Yeah, like, I mean, had started going, having heart failure in her early 20s from doing heroin.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, why do you, like, still... Why are you still...
She was hot.
No, not even.
No?
No, she was just a goth girl that was just run down.
Sometimes you gotta take a goth girl when you can get a goth girl.
I guess. Yeah, I guess.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. Listen, have you ever been... Have you... Well, we don't have to get into this. But...
Yeah, it was just not...
Something about goth chicks. It's like always a near-death experience.
Like, she was cool until she started all that stuff. Like, once she started the heavier stuff, that's when her personality
everyone's
changed.
Cool then before they start heroin. And then they're cool for a limited time on heroin.
Yeah.
And then it's not cool anymore, and they get very uncool very quickly.
Yes.
So really, I guess what I'm trying to say is try to capitalize on that first part of heroin, where you are still cool and skinny and hot, and you have all the cool friends and stuff. But and then stay there. Don't go down the junkie route.
Or just smoke weed. Just
Yeah, we're a weed podcast. Do that. We'll smoke weed.
Yeah, just smoke weed and watch Fuck up
heroin.
And smoke.
Yeah, watch up and smoke. 420. Yeah. Happy 420. I hope I'm going to release this not at 420 because I don't want to interrupt anyone's session with a notification.
Yeah.
So instead, I'm going to release this several hours earlier so that you can, if you want. You want to spend your 420 with us, with Brennan and I. We're smoking.
Yes.
So, what are we smoking? We'll do that in the middle of a movie review.
Hell yeah. That's a stoner podcast. That's how we do things.
Oh.
I brought Los Angeles Kush.
We sound like old men. We can't even get out of couches without just... Both of us just freaking.
Yes, that's...
That's what 30s does to you, I guess.
Don't get old. Well, if you're,
well, hey, listen, if you follow that earlier plan about the heroin, you don't have to get old. You just fucking Amy Winehouse your way out. You know they're making a biopic about her?
Who's going to be in it?
I think it's a...
Not made yet, not set yet.
No. There's somebody, and she looks very much like her. Is it Winehouse with the... Yeah, it's right there. Amy Winehouse. Biopic. Is it biopic?
Yeah. Like if it's someone else playing them and it's like a retelling of their life, yeah. If it's using old footage, stuff like that, then that's when it's like a...
it looks like a... Just documentary, it's just a new chick. Okay. So, Marissa Gabrielle...
Abella.
Or just Marissa Abella. Back to Black is what it's called. It chronicles the life and music of Amy Winehouse through the journey of adolescence to adulthood. Like, yeah, she does look just like her. Yeah. That's crazy. And then a bunch of people that I don't know. It's like, it's crazy how movies can make me give a shit about people that I have no
clue who they
are. Like, her father, I'm assuming, is Mitch Winehouse. Because there's a man playing someone called Mitch Winehouse.
Yeah.
I never needed to know that Amy Winehouse's dad was named Mitch. It's like, it doesn't directly impact my life, but I'll probably end up watching this. Because I'm a little sappy for a good biopic.
Yeah.
Ray. Yeah. Walk the Line.
Okay.
not Walk Hard.
Did you watch I, Tonya?
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
I, Tonya was great. Oh, Eddie the fucking Eagle.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I watched Eddie the Eagle.
You didn't watch Eddie the Eagle?
Which one was that?
That's the... it's the most underdog story ever. It's this goofy dude who couldn't... He was training to be in the Olympics for some sport. Something happened where he couldn't compete in it. I think some injury. But that injury did not prevent him from trying long jump skiing. You know, like the going down the ramp and hitting the jump at the end.
Yeah.
And so straight up, Olympics are coming up or whatever, he just starts a sport that he's never done before.
And just goes
for it until he makes it to the Olympics. Spoilers for a historic event. But he does shit in the Olympics. But everyone in the world is rooting for him.
Oh, that's great.
Because he's this goofy fucking dude with glasses. He's not good at it, but he's getting better every time. And people are just like...
Where was he from?
I think America.
He was American?
Is Eddie... Dude, we should have done Eddie the Eagle. That's a four... That's not really a 420 movie, but...
Yeah.
Eddie the Eagle, English.
English, okay.
Yeah, who in 1988 became the first competitor to represent Great Britain ski jumping, finishing last in all of the events. He held the British ski jumping record from 88 to... What record did he hold? What record does he hold? What?
He holds a British record.
Oh, maybe because
they probably don't have many skiers.
They don't do ski.
Yeah.
He's the first dude to do it.
He's the only. Yeah.
He's the only British
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
So of course he holds the record. It's shit.
But it's his.
But it's his for so long.
Tell some other kid.
Oh man, good for you, Eddie. But that's a good one. And it's played by the kid from the Kingsman movies, the first two Kingsmen, Taron something.
I know who you're talking about. I don't know his name, but
yeah. Which did you? We always do this. Yeah. We just talk about other.
We
movies.
Were gonna. I was gonna try to stick to stoner movies.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask you what's your favorite stoner movie since this is your first time seeing Up in Smoke.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's always probably well, I'd say for sure, but like typically, Harold and Kumar,
yep.
And if we're gonna go, like absolute favorite. I would have to go maybe number three.
Number three?
At Christmas time.
Okay.
There's something perfect about Harold and Kumar Christmas at Christmas time when you're stoned.
Yeah,
that's eating like gingerbread cookies and eggnog.
Yeah.
It's like a special kind of stoner magic.
Okay.
How about you?
Harold and Kumar is definitely up there. Up in Smoke is also up there. But I would have to say probably Half-Baked.
Half-Baked? Okay.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite one. Dave Chappelle's hilarious. The whole thing, the whole movie's funny, through and through. But, I mean, I love bits from all of them.
Yeah.
Like, Harold and Kumar, my favorite bit is, like, the very first Harold and Kumar, when they leave, and he's like, oh, I forgot my phone or something. And they're like, well, we can go back for it. He's like, we've gone too far. Like,
yeah,
you know, and they're just
good.
In the hallway.
I've rewatched Harold and Kumar, the first one, sort of semi-recently, and it's starting to not hold up.
Oh, no.
Because I think that the cheetah riding scene isn't funny anymore.
Okay.
I think that the whole hick, when he runs into that, you trying to fuck my daughter guy?
Yeah.
That loses some steam this
okay.
late in the game.
Yeah.
And I feel like... But I feel like all the stuff of them... Well, there's a lot of gay jokes in it, by the way. Like a ton of gay jokes, and right. I mean, I'm not wrong.
I don't remember
with
that.
With their Jewish roommates and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's kind of like the 40-year-old virgin. You know how I know you're gay? Like it's kind of like that.
Almost no gay jokes in this entire movie. Up
yeah,
in
like
Smoke.
they embrace it. Like this, even his song in the end when he's in the tutu. Like my daddy disowned me because I wore my sister's clothes. You know.
Yeah. See, you can make a funny movie without bashing on gay people. It's
yeah.
pretty easy. It
yeah.
actually looks like. In fact, it looks like you could just be stoned the whole fucking time and make
yeah,
a movie without bashing on them.
Yeah.
That's
kind of why this movie is just a classic. Like it's. Even non-stoners enjoy Up in Smoke. Like, even people that don't smoke weed enjoy this movie.
I have criticisms. Okay. For fucking sure.
Yeah.
Like, course. It's first off, it's an hour and 25 minutes long. And most of that is driving scenes or other scenes to pad the time.
Yeah.
Like, the song was great, and that they do at the end. Did we need, I think it's almost 2 minutes of unbroken just standing ovation applause?
Yeah, that's true. There was definitely a lot that could have been cut out. They could have cut out a lot of the Battle of the Band stuff.
They could have cut out a lot of the...
But they did have funny banter and funny stuff in between.
Yeah, no, okay. Everything that's them two
is the best.
In the car,
yeah,
just talking to each other,
yeah,
is the best. Some of the best stoner comedy.
Especially
once
they're in the van.
They're in the van that's made of... Okay, yeah. Well, all right.
We should start from the beginning.
Yeah. So, Chong... Okay, so Cheech wakes up. He's got a wife. He's got kids.
Yeah.
How do you relate to that scene? Of him stepping in cereal and waking up to a dirty diaper and all that shit.
In cereal, but step on toys and stuff like that.
Because you're a young father yourself.
Like, this morning I woke up and my 4-year-old was walking around with my phone recording videos of himself playing games. Like, he climbs up to the top of the fridge, grabs a Switch, and, like, to start... He sneakily does all this while I'm asleep. Like, keep quiet, you know?
Yeah.
As quiet as can be.
Don't wake Dad.
Yeah. And then once he gets to his room with the Switch, he starts recording himself playing games, talking to the camera.
Who's he uploading it to?
Nobody. He's just...
He's practicing streaming already.
Already, yeah.
I'm a fan of you. With enough guidance, you could probably get him a young streaming career right now.
Yeah. It's always,
capitalize on it. Give him a college...
Hi, guys. We're going to play some Minecraft.
Fuck it.
He's setting up his camera. Like, it's right in his face, and he's setting up his camera.
Yeah.
And then he's, like, walking by. He's like, there's my dad. Like, oh. And I'm passed out on the couch.
That's great. He's the 4-year-old?
Yeah.
Oh, five. My God. Yeah, five now, right. Dude. Yeah.
So
rambunctious.
Yeah, it's definitely silly. Yeah, I need to sleep lighter. Try to sleep lighter so I can wake up when he's doing that stuff.
Yeah, but I will. I'm going to come back to the point that he's a married man.
Yeah.
With children.
Yes.
When we get a little bit further into this movie.
Yes.
Not much further because he's a creep through the whole thing. But Cheech is. Okay, so he wakes up, he goes outside, and he starts, and then we get another, what could have been much shorter, scene of him brushing down his car.
Funny was his parents were like, when are you going to get your life together?
Oh, we're talking about Chong, when Chong wakes up.
Yeah, when Chong wakes up.
I put, how old is Chong supposed to be? How old is Chong? That's when I wrote my first note.
He was in his 40s. How old is Chong? He was in his 40s at the time. Like, so it's like, it's just kind of funny.
When are you going to get your act together and
but
shit?
But those actors that played his parents, their lines, there was all ad-lib, you know, kind of just ad-lib scene, just kind of going for it.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Now that you say that, I'm like, yeah, that was shit was ad-libbed.
I gotta wait.
Yeah. I put, oh, yeah, Muff Diver as his license plate is pretty funny.
Yeah.
He said that they... So he picks up Chong. They meet. He does the old look at my tits gag.
Yeah.
Which was kind of funny. Picks him up. But I like that he's just chill. He's like, all right, man, whatever.
Yeah,
and great. Then he just keeps getting more and more. He brings a whole drum set, which is great, into the car.
Yeah. I gotta get more stuff, man.
But they start driving... And they start smoking that fat joint.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
Joint, man.
Which is funny.
Yeah.
It's comically
especially
good
how,
prop humor.
I love that Cheech starts out like, I can smoke anything, man. Yeah. I'm good. Like, I smoke Mitchell Conway. He's just going on his tangent about everything he smoked.
Acapulco Gold.
Yeah. And then the next scene, they're like, fucking, whoa, man. Like, that's how I felt after the bombers.
Oh.
Every time. Just like, oh, fuck. Like,
right. And you just parked?
Yeah.
Okay? When he said that he put dog shit in it because his dog ate his stash, I thought that was funny. And I
you
was thinking to myself... I was thinking to myself, I was like...
It's dead. Why I pass that back to you?
Well, it's all right. Because it's still smoking, that's why.
It'll be fine.
I've never used dog shit in a joint, but like carpet weed...
Yeah.
For fucking sure.
Yeah,
there's been carpet fiber in my shit before. For sure.
Yeah.
There's been dirt.
Yeah.
There's been whatever's been on the ground, mm-hmm. for sure, in my bowls in the past.
Yeah.
But, I mean, recently I had a friend come over, and I accidentally picked up his bag of weed wrong and dumped about half of it on the floor on my carpet. And he's just like, and I was starting to put it back. He's like, no, what are you doing? I don't want that shit anymore. You keep it. And I was like, what? So now every time he comes over, I know.
Don't drop his weed on
no,
the floor.
No, to just drop a little bit more.
Oh, so you get a little bit?
I need free weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you. But no, I'm just kidding. No, I felt terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I smoked it. It was great weed, too.
Every time I smoked it.
Yeah, I felt really bad after he left. It was stizzy weed. It was
flavorful. He did that as punishment. He knew you'd be thinking about it.
Yeah.
So he's gonna know.
And I don't think there's any... I have short hair carpet, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, you don't have any animals.
No animals? It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not too hairy. Well, I mean, not hairy enough to affect...
You're just not shedding.
I'm not shedding. That's what it is. Thank you. That's what it is. Yeah. I put terrible ADR, if that's what it's called. This is why I hate older movies sometimes. So I have an issue with older movies.
Okay.
And I feel that at a certain point, pre, like, 2000, maybe even pre, well, pre-19, maybe 1985.
Yeah.
1990. Movies kind of suck. Like, just in general, there's some great ones. Don't get me wrong.
It's probably more the, like, super public scenes, probably where they had to do more voiceover afterwards because it was hard to capture, you know?
But you can tell a lot of that stuff is what I'm saying. It's like, I don't, like, the subject matter of movies is one thing. Uh-huh. It's just the way that they're shot, the way that they look. We didn't have high-def cameras back then. Yeah. We didn't have the best audio.
Yeah.
They had to do dubbing over, and it wasn't great. The editing was different. There wasn't computers. Like, they're probably still cutting films and shit.
Cutting and pasting.
So, like, I don't know. There's something about it that doesn't hold up almost every old movie that you watch, that I watch at least.
See, I kind of, I don't know. I guess I look at it and kind of appreciate what they went through back then to make it.
I don't not appreciate
and
it.
And to see where we are now, and it's just kind of how much it's progressed.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like if this was made today, okay, no, I love old, okay, let me rephrase this. I love old movies. There's so many old movies that I love. But when I watch them, sometimes it's cringy when you see some of the things that we've improved on in the future, filmmaking-wise, because there's nothing you could do. Like, George, I get what George Lucas does. I get why he was like, oh, Star Wars sucks. New Hope, I did not care for. Like, he's like, I made it. Yeah. I'm glad it made money. I'm glad everyone loved it. I'm not happy with it. I wish I could have done better. Now that we have better technology, let's improve this shit. And he starts adding stuff in.
Yeah.
What you think about, what people think about it, all the different versions of New Hope, that's on them. But if George Lucas is happy with it, then I get it.
Yeah. Well, I barely remember the original.
I don't even think
we saw the original.
You've seen the original. Yeah. I think you'd have to get
an old VHS
for the theatrical cut. I don't even think most people got the theatrical cut. I think there was the home cut or whatever, like, which was a better version.
Well, I know there's, like, you can go online and find Star Wars, the original Star Wars 4K trilogy. Like, it's like something, it's like, yeah, Star Wars 4K project or something along those lines, and you can. They have the movie, the original cut.
And they're trying to upscale it to 4K.
All three of them in 4K.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
like, you can go buy it somewhere.
Again, though, I watched those old Star Wars movies, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, God, here we go. Let's watch the really exciting lightsaber fight between Obi-Wan and Darth Vader. This is going to be thrilling.
Yeah, yeah.
The old men fighting with their lightsabers. Like, I guess there's so much content now. There's so much fucking things to watch. So many cool ideas being explored that the classic safe stuff doesn't feel exciting anymore. It's like there's some movies that I think are going to be untouched in my mind as being masterpieces. I really like 12 Angry Men, the original one, which came out after color movies were invented, but the director chose to make black and white.
Okay.
And have you seen that one?
I don't know if I've seen that one.
It's a jury, and the whole movie takes place inside the jury movie. Well, I think they get dismissed in the beginning. I think you see... No, you might actually see some of the court in the case because they talk about it. But there's a young Hispanic or black kid on trial for stabbing someone. They have an old woman who says that she saw it from across the whatever. But anyway,
okay.
They all get in there, and they do a vote, and 11 of the 12 vote guilty immediately. And one guy goes like, listen, I'm not saying he's guilty or not. We haven't even looked at the evidence. Let's talk about this. And there's dudes are like, I got a baseball game I got to go to. It's like, I don't want to be here. People are getting pissed. So, like, the whole time, this one dude is like, let's just fucking look at the evidence. Yeah. And slowly, one by one, spoiler for a 60-year-old movie, he changes the minds of all the jurors.
Wow.
They keep taking revotes, and it's one more not guilty.
Yeah. Okay. And they've definitely referenced that a lot.
Oh, for sure. It's probably one of the most, yeah.
Yeah.
They did a remake with Walter Matthau. Like in the 90s, a color version where he's one of the jurors.
Okay.
I think he's the one that needs to go to the baseball game. He's one of the grumpy ones. Mm-hmm. He's a grumpy old man.
Okay.
Which I guess he's used to playing.
Yeah, he's good at it.
But yeah, like, okay, so 12 Angry Men.
12 Angry
wouldn't
Men.
Touch that movie at all. It's perfect, right? Yeah. I love it. It's shot well, everything about it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with this. But, oh, what I was going to say is, but I'm more inclined to try something new now than I would be to...
Put on something old.
Yeah, because you can... I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. This isn't a fully fledged out thought. This is more just...
tangent.
I'm high on a tangent. And you just let me get away with murder.
Yeah, it's silly.
So what's my... Yeah, what's our next notes? I put... the Ajax lady, which is what her name is, in the movie... The one who snorts the Ajax cocaine.
Yeah.
And makes all of those insane faces and animal sounds. That's the last movie she ever did. She's kind of nobody.
Yeah.
She did lead me to a... She did lead me to a movie. So I went down the...
The rabbit hole.
Sort of the rabbit hole. Because I was like, she must be a comedian. Right? Because, like, it looks like they hired her to make funny faces that she would be famous for already. It's like, oh, let's get famous comedian.
I think it was just kind of random.
I don't know. Like, yeah, it is random. So, she's known for a lot of, how do we put this? 70s pornography.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Attack of the Giant, whatever.
Oh, no, yeah. Detroit 9000. Dirty O'Neill. The Student Body, I bet you that's not, I think that's not the body we're thinking of. Something called Sextet.
Yeah.
But there was one that actually looked like it wasn't a pornography, and then I clicked it and it absolutely is one. But it's Pretty Maids All in a Row. And Rock Hudson, that name sounds familiar, doesn't it? Like, isn't he like an old, classy time... Yeah, so look, so okay, so...
Dynasty? Is that what it said?
Where?
Down.
Oh, I guess he was on 9 episodes before he died. Okay. He was on, okay, but Rock Hudson, classic famous actor, right?
Yeah.
He's in this movie where, look at the promotional material for this fucking thing. There's a picture of him, this, I would imagine, 50-year-old man at the time. He's just laying on top of a bunch of like scantily clad teenage girls, yeah. And he looks and he's playing the coach or teacher.
Yeah, is that the Student Body one?
No, this is all Pretty Maids All in a Row.
Pretty Maids All in a Row.
Yeah, it's
looks like they're all just wearing just shirts.
Basically. Yeah, covering over their naked bodies. Yeah. Yeah, and he's just laying on top of them,
smiling,
and he's Rock Hudson, and I'm like. Famous actor. So at some point in the 70s, that dude just went straight softcore pornography. It's funny how. So, but June Fairchild stopped making movies after Up in Smoke.
Yeah.
She did that one. I would imagine that would open doors for her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true because it was definitely kind of interesting, an interesting character.
For sure. She stands out in my mind as one of the more interesting characters.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I put, oh, so they go to Tijuana, which is such a wonderful idea. I mean, I wish that it really worked like that in real life.
Yeah.
Where you they could get immigrated and then just come back or whatever.
It's for the wedding. Yeah. Oh, no, it's just the Migra.
Yeah, I love that the bachelor, he's like, the guy getting married. He's all happy. He's getting under the bus. He's got his stuff with him. He's in a tux.
Wedding cake in his hand.
Have you ever been to TJ?
Yeah.
Nice. Did you go?
I went past, like, I went to Rosarita, and then another time I went, like, a little bit deeper into Mexico.
Did you ever stop in TJ and hang out?
No, we stopped for, like, a second, but, like, we just kept going. We went to a resort in Rosarita.
TJ's the furthest I've been into Mexico.
Really?
I've gone. Well,
Rosarita is just past TJ, pretty much.
I bet.
It's a little nicer.
I bet.
A lot nicer, actually.
I wonder if people in TJ, the people that live in TJ, there's probably a nice neighborhood there that we just never see. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah,
it could be.
Because, like, here's the thing. Yeah. You go on the main strip, and there's a lot of action going on. There's a lot of crazy shit going on. You could barter, buy all sorts of cool shit. Get some cigars. Go take a picture with a donkey painted like a zebra. Get some street food. Go to a bar and have a tequila person pour tequila in your mouth against your will, and then they charge you for it. Just be prepared. If someone opens up your mouth, blows a whistle, and they've got a tequila bottle, you will pay for those shots.
Yeah.
And they will charge you for them.
It's not free.
It's not free.
Yeah.
I went to a strip club once with, weirdly, with my friend's parents and him. But it was fun. Not like weird, but we went to a strip club, and the stripper, her bra accidentally fell off, and she scrambled to pick it up and cover herself so that we wouldn't see her naked body. And
is it a stripper?
I think so. Because the guy came over and he's like, no, you got to pay to see the whatever. Okay. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, okay.
And then we're like, well, we just want some food. And he's like, well, you got to pay. He just tried to charge us extra, so we left.
Yeah, okay.
We bought some Pepsis and left. Or Cokes or whatever.
Like, we're gone.
Some sugar, full of sugar Cokes.
Yeah.
Best Coke in town.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But they go to TJ. They come back. Plastic weed. I thought that was a stupid, funny thing.
It was
that
great. I love that he's the entire time, like, they're at the place, he's just walking through. And he's just like, oh, shit, where's the bathroom? Like, you know, not noticing any of it.
One of the best. Yeah. That's one of the best.
He comes across the guy who I'm assuming was the guy that told the cops about the factory. I'm assuming he was their rat.
Oh.
Tied up in the bathroom. He's like, oh, you ate the burrito too, man?
Got it. I missed that plot point.
No, it was great.
They didn't really expand upon it very much.
No.
Some of the editing in this...
There's stuff that was edited.
...was rough. Sure.
A little bit, yeah.
There was a scene where they're at the rock band.
But they were stoners. Like...
Yeah, I know.
This was directed by Tommy Chong and... I forgot the other
Lou
guys.
Something.
Yeah, and he directed Rocky Horror Picture. Produced Rocky Horror Picture.
Okay, let's check this out. But there's a scene where the redheaded chick, she's like
Adler.
She's like, should we give him an upper and try to start his heart? And then immediately just cuts them outside for some reason.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if he's done better movies. Rocky Horror Picture. Oh, he produced. Let's look at what he directed. What? He's directed two things. Up in Smoke, Ladies and Gentlemen, The Fabulous Stains.
He's more of a producer.
All right, well, let's look what he produced then. That means something these days. God, I hate the way the new IMDb is set up.
I've changed it, yeah.
Yeah, how do you...
I just use it on my phone.
Yeah, I just want to see his fucking producer credits now. But I fucked everything up. Okay. Cheech and Chong, Rocky Horror Picture Show. Mm-hmm. Who did direct that? Jim Sharman, who also directed. What are we doing? This is fuck, man. I should just.
You started with one tab open.
IMDb should be illegal when we do this podcast. Let me just close things. Close.
That makes it entertaining for me.
Okay. Well, great. I what is a lid of weed?
Yeah, I don't.
It's an ounce.
It's an ounce. Okay.
I looked it up.
Okay, I was gonna look it up.
Come on, man, let me get a lid.
Yeah.
They go to that cop chick, who just brings him to the evidence. Yeah. She's like, oh, he smoked it all. That was funny. And I bet you that happened in the 70s all the fucking time. Peeing on the
cop both times.
Got him twice.
Plus the scene with the nuns. The scene with the nuns was great.
Except for all the sexual assault.
Well, that part, yeah.
They raped those nuns and sexually assaulted those nuns. Because those...
They seem to be enjoying it, though.
That doesn't matter.
It's true. But, yeah.
It doesn't matter. They are, first off, nuns. Celibate.
Yeah.
They don't... They buy... chosen profession, they don't want that kind of attention from a man, let alone so they experience sexual pleasure for the first time at the touch of a man. That would maybe cause confusion in them. Now listen, I'm without getting too much into like religion or whatever, I was there a bug in here?
No, I think it was just like a little gnat.
Oh fuck, how did they get it?
It's this time of year.
I know,
you live right by grass.
Yeah. Some sure? I'll find them.
I'll find them.
no, but I forgot what I was saying.
Yeah, no, I just thought it was funny that like they basically like got out because they got distracted with the nuns.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
They just kind of cruise on by and then they stop and they're like, what's going on over there?
That's insane. Yeah.
And then that's, they still the go on about their
but
way.
That's the vibes I think when I wrote down this movie's ripping off Harold
dead.
And Kumar.
Oh, the dog's dead.
I wrote like, what the fuck? The dog died. No officer down.
Yeah,
you know, like nothing. He does say it's his best friend or whatever, but which, again, those cops sexually assaulted the fuck out of those nuns.
It did.
Some of those nuns were hot.
Yeah,
and the older nun seemed to enjoy it. You're right. But that's no excuse.
That's no excuse.
It reminded me of the scene from Crash. I was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But at the same time, everything leading up to that was funny.
Yeah.
Are there hot? Oh, and then I put, are there? My immediate thought after watching them get sexually assaulted was like, are there hot nuns in the real world?
Probably not. I don't know.
Because you would imagine that. I'm not assuming that all nuns are unattractive. I don't want to say that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are.
Because I'm sure that they run the gamut of, like, the same amount of hotness as any other anything, right?
Yeah.
Because that's just how human beings are.
They
and it's all subjective.
They probably try to make themselves look less attractive. That's why they wear all the covers and everything.
They're probably not using too much makeup.
Probably not using any makeup.
Because, like, I think Sister Act had a pretty accurate
depiction of nuns.
I mean, probably not the way they act or do things. Because I think nuns have said afterwards that it's just like a funny movie to them. It's not accurate to the lifestyle. I bet you there's a lot more penance involved as being a nun.
I wonder if nuns like Blues Brothers.
Do they fuck around nuns in that too?
Yeah. You don't remember the very beginning?
I don't think I've seen the Blues Brothers.
You've never seen the Blues Brothers?
I think I've
Brothers?
Seen Blues Brothers 2000, and I think it's because we had it on VHS.
Next, if we do another Rice Ball soon, it's going to be Blues Brothers.
Okay, if you remember.
If you haven't seen Blues Brothers, it's a classic. It's not a stoner comedy, but it's a classic.
I've always thought of it to be a stoner comedy.
There's like a
you know?
Scene where like the nun like is like kind of like beating them with the ruler because they grew up there or whatever.
Yeah.
And at like they leave and fall like she pushes them down the stairs or whatever. And then as she like goes to like shut the door, she like hovers to the door and the door just shuts on its own. And it's just silly.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's one of the better SNL movies.
Definitely, yeah. It's a classic. I mean, it's. It's borderline musical, though, because, you know...
Sure, I don't mind a musical.
But it's yeah. It's
some of my favorite...
It'd be interesting to see if it still holds up, because I haven't watched it since I was a kid.
Yeah.
A young teenager.
Look, I'm down. Yeah. This was this held up better than I thought.
Yeah.
As much as I'm critiquing some of the editing choices and the bad ADR and all that stuff...
I'm gonna
get
you to watch Slapshot, too.
This is twice now he's tried to get Slapshot as the movie that we're going to watch, but I was like, one of our rice balls is already hockey. This is going to release on 420. Let's do Cheech and Chong instead.
Yeah.
But yeah, one day we'll probably do Slapshot.
That's why I threw it in there. That's why I threw it in for the recommendation.
It's just at one point it's going to be just, what do you recommend? You're like, I got three choices, and it's just Slapshot.
Slapshot.
And then nothing else. Well, shit. All right.
You're watching it, Andy. You're going to love it.
Another old comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I bring to the table.
Yeah, it's fine. You get more slapstick in old comedies.
You do. Mike misses out.
He does. Good old Mike Slapstick Larson.
Uh-huh.
Oh. So then they see the two hitchhikers, the two babes.
Yeah.
And that's when I lose all respect for Cheech's character, Pedro. Because he straight up cheats on his wife a lot.
Yeah.
From that moment moving onwards. We don't know what Chong's situation is. He might not have a woman. And he doesn't even do anything. Yeah. So he's fine.
Yeah. He just takes her drugs.
This is the... He just takes her drugs and just is a and good drives. Boy. Yeah. Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah.
That's who they kind of are.
That's definitely where they got their inspiration from, for sure.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's, Kevin Smith, like...
It's Jay... It's Cheech and Chong in a different era.
Yeah.
Like, I love that most of the plot of the movie is them looking for weed. And that is something that kids nowadays are just like, just go to the fucking store.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you're looking for weed? Go to the fucking store.
Yeah.
It wasn't that easy.
Harder to have a weed adventure when you can just go to the store and buy it.
That was kind of half the fun when we were kids, though. It was like, are we going to get weed today? Like, are we going to get weed for the week or no?
Doing crimes is kind of fun.
Are we going to have a fun weekend or a shitty weekend?
Yeah. Look, there was a thrill in the hunt.
And everybody always knew one guy that made you wait for hours. Like, oh, I'll be there in 5 minutes. And you go to the spot to meet up. You're there for like an hour. And you're like, dude, where are you at? I'll be there. I'm leaving right now, man.
That's the worst. What you needed was a guy like I had. Grant, if you're listening.
Eventually we found that, yeah.
If you're listening, Grant.
Yeah.
It was good. You've always been good to me when I was younger. But
our guy was Murph.
Murph.
Murphy, but Murph is what we called him.
I would just pop over to this dude's house and we'd chill.
Yeah. Well, we would always just kind of pull up to a spot next to his house and he'd walk out. We'd just, you know, quick meet and greet.
Oh, no. Not me and Grant. Yeah. We would hang out.
Later, I found a guy like that.
I was the Seth Rogen to his James Franco.
Yeah.
Yeah, except I liked being there.
Yeah.
It wasn't like wasn't trying to get out.
Well, yeah. Later, one of my friends brought over a guy that, like, I smoked him out. Like, when he first time he came to my house, I'd, like, because that's just how I was when people come over. Like, you're smoking, I'm smoking, you're smoking. Like, let's smoke. And after that, I never packed. Like, he was like, when I was around him, he was like, you're not packing bowls anymore. And he was a grower. And so, like, he constantly had weed. And he was like, yeah, now that you've smoked me out once, so I'm smoking you out forever. I'm just like,
this is what it was like back in the day, kids.
It was nice.
Nothing was laced with fentanyl.
Yeah, no worries about none of that.
I mean, one time I think I smoked some weed. Somebody put something on it or in it or whatever. I did get fucked up. I think it was PCP. Or acid, or something, and I wasn't expecting it, so I had like a bad time night, and I ended up punching my friend's testicles so hard that they were like black.
Oh shit!
For the next like few weeks,
see, unless they
like recovered.
Never had experience like that. Like we had experiences, but, like you had to look for. If you wanted other stuff than that, you had to look for it. Like,
well, yeah,
you know.
But to be clear, I didn't punch his testicles for no reason. I just want that to be clear. I was vibing to a song.
And he changed it?
He changed the song. Someone changed the song, and I opened my eyes, and his bare testicles... He was teabagging me. He was about to teabag me.
Oh, God,
He was walking towards me with his balls out.
So he had it coming.
And I woke up, and the first thing I saw was bare nuts, and I just reflexively punched as hard as I could. Yeah. And he crumpled to the floor and was out for... 20 minutes, 30 minutes, just like almost puking. And
he definitely had it coming.
Yeah. That was one of the most horrific things I think I've done to a person's body. Other than any woman I guess I've had sex with that's had to see me naked. You know, that's a horrific thing to have anyone have to do is, you know, with you. But.
That's why you gotta find a wife that likes it.
Yeah. Well, or just. Stay hidden forever.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Just never show your naked body to anyone again. You freak of nature, Andy. I mean, hypothetical whoever. But that was the fun of buying weed back in the day. And since weed is just readily available, kids, I guess.
Sound like boomers.
Yeah, just go find another drug that's hard to find. Cocaine.
Yeah.
Ecstasy's fun.
Well, now the game is finding drugs without fentanyl.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the Easter egg hunt. Yeah. You get the one without fentanyl. Good for you. Ding, ding, ding. You get some drugs.
Yeah.
But you get the one with fentanyl. Ding, ding, ding. You get some drugs. Question mark or die.
Yeah. I just throw it in the trash.
How do you know
just
though?
Just smoke weed. Just smoke weed.
Oh, just smoke weed. It's smoke great. Weed. Yeah, it's a great it's thing. Nice. I mean, it gets you high.
Yeah. If you wanna experiment with weed, do edibles. That's
sure.
Enough.
Smoke a joint with somebody.
Yeah.
One time, someone you trust that smokes all the time. Have some munchies on hand.
Yep.
And something funny to watch.
Yeah.
And you can really enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Like it's always. That's something that like true stoners enjoy is kind of breaking in somebody. Like one of my favorite things are like my wife. I'm getting her to smoke a little bit more and more. Like as time goes on, and it's fun. It's fun for me. Like yeah. She gets to a point where she's like, I'm sorry. Like am I being annoying? I'm like, no, it's fun. Like we're having fun. Like you're fine.
Yeah.
You know.
Being high is great.
Yeah.
And that's what Up and Smoke really teaches us.
Yeah.
That's the moral. Well, actually, it's Pick Up Hitchhikers.
Pick Up Hitchhikers.
Because not only will you make friends, you'll also get what looks like to look like a blowjob, at the very least, is what Cheech was getting in the back there from that blonde chick. So,
yeah.
So sex and friends and drugs is what you get from hitchhikers.
Yeah.
That's another life lesson. So find a drug that's not laced with fentanyl and then go out there and make those deals with your drug dealers, because that's what the fun of the hunt was when it used to be for weed. So if you want that thrill along with your drugs, there you go.
Yeah.
And then pick up as many hitchhikers as you can.
Yeah.
I put actively cheating on his old lady, because that's how he put it. He has kids for fuck's sake. What an asshole. I don't care if this is the 70s, the summer of love.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
Yeah.
The redhead chick sounds like the Muppet. And then they do the concert. So is that the Roxy, which is a
famous
place in LA. Hollywood.
Yeah.
I went there and saw Trust Company.
Okay.
Which is a band that no one ever really remembers when I just say Trust Company. But they have a song called Downfall that was very popular. I'll play it for you after this because it's copyright, and I don't ever want to offend those guys. Not because they're for any other reason than I really liked them, and I respect the band. They broke up, I think. I don't think they've done anything recently, but it was a cool concert. So yeah. Flyleaf opened for them.
Okay, which I liked Flyleaf.
And so did Dead Cell, which is another cool band. And then I didn't look up what Trust Company looked like. Because I don't really care what bands look like. I just wanted to see the music.
Yeah.
And so I turned to this dude next to me. Flyleaf was kind of in between sets. And I was like, yeah, man, looking forward to Trust Company. And he's like, he looks at me weird. He's like, yeah. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay. And I just sort of moved on. And it turned out that he was like the guitarist or bassist of Trust Company. He goes up there. I was like, oh, fuck. And then at one point, I don't know if this is the universe or if he planned it, but
he pointed at you.
No, he pointed at me. One of the most physically, I would say one of the most physical timed thing that's ever happened in my life was everyone's jumping up and down.
Yeah.
I'm with them. We're all jumping up and down with the songs. I jump up in the air while he jumps up in the air on stage and kicks forward, and he kicks a water bottle, and I swear to God this happened, my friend Rebecca, kicks a water bottle, and it hits me square in the dick while I'm mid-jump.
Oh, that's funny.
And I hit the ground, and I didn't know what happened for a moment, but there's a water bottle. Like, I saw it slow motion and kick the bottle, and then I didn't know it was heading towards me, and then I just felt an immense pain in my groin.
Oh,
it hit me square in the dick.
It hit you hard.
Because he was, like, rocking out. Water bottle on stage, kicked it. I mean, it was perfect.
So you're just not sure if it was intentional or accidental.
There's no way that he would risk, I think, hitting anyone in the audience. Because
yeah.
It was a tightly packed room.
Okay. So it definitely had to have been accidental. Unless he's got a really good
kick. Unless he's really good
kick. Unless he's also a soccer player and you don't know it.
You're right. Yeah, he's. I should. I mean, like he's part of the galaxy. LA yeah. Galaxy or whatever.
Yeah.
I met a dude that tried out for the LA Galaxy, and he made, I don't know how teams work and how many players are on it, or if they have reserves or if they have any of that kind of stuff, but or if there's a minor league of the Galaxy or
probably, I mean, sure
something to that degree,
yeah.
Or if he's on the actual Galaxy. But I knew a guy that had just
made it. Wow.
and he was really excited. He was living in this like apartment next to one of the weed places I delivered from.
Okay.
Because I worked for this weed place, a delivery service, like a legit driving around delivering weed for a living.
Yeah.
Yeah. From back a four company. Well, it was medical.
Before it was,
where you had to rec, a recommendation at least. But the way that this operated was, it was
the owners. Would they have to place their order overhand, or would you come with all the stuff?
No, they would place it. I would show up with just that stuff in a bag for them, right? What's crazy, though, is they, the owners, the people that ran the place, they, instead of renting a like a spot for us to have, like a retail front.
Did it out of their house.
They did it out of apartments. They would rent an apartment somewhere.
And then that's what a lot of them did, though, back then.
I bet.
Yeah.
And just have it as a hub.
Yeah.
We put all the weed and all the, like, cabinets and stuff.
Yeah, because fridge back then, get, places like that got raided all the time. Like,
yeah. There's one time the janitors of one of the apartment complexes stopped me on my way up. He's like, hey, man. So we throw away all the trash, and we noticed a lot of stuff coming from your place. So, like, what are you going to do about it? You going to cut us in?
Wow.
And I was like, I don't have any authority to do shit, man. I got to talk to somebody. And then and then they just got a new apartment somewhere at a different complex, okay. And we were out, like, a few days later, a week later. Wow. So, I mean, like, the janitor, if his intention was to get us out of there, job well done.
Yeah.
If he wanted to get money, fuck him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's probably what he was trying to get was money.
Yeah.
Or weed.
Or weed. Fuck, yeah. I mean, look. I should have given him just some weed. Hey, here.
Yeah.
Here's an eighth. Yeah. Leave us alone.
Yeah. Throw the bag in the trash when you're done.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then clean it up after, bitch.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to believe the all of the shenanigans of the plastic of weed getting turned into plastic TVs, a plastic truck, that burning up, people getting instantly high, the cop forgetting everything, which is very funny. Like, hey, can
I'm
I help
high
you?
Right now.
Yeah, I'm high right now. Or the
down.
First cop that walks up, he's like, can I
which
help
isn't
you?
He the Allstate guy now? That cop?
I don't know.
Like he's definitely he did something. Like he's heavier now. Like, he's definitely a lot older.
Oh. Oh.
He's still got the same mustache, though.
The main cop guy?
The main cop.
I he's in something. I know what you're
it's
talking
about. It's either Allstate
about.
Or... not. Maybe
I don't really
Allstate,
watch a lot of commercials.
It's like some sort of insurance commercial.
But I'm willing to believe all of that.
Yeah.
But what I am not willing to believe is that when Cheech is singing the song at the end, he doesn't use the microphone once.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't.
And once. This is a punk rock concert of people actively cheering.
And
everyone
else
can hear
bad.
Everything. Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Oh, it's funny.
But that seems like not a comedic choice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference between, like, it's funny to see, like, oh God, how
just
fucking
he was
bad
dancing
is
around
that?
The stage and stuff.
They wanted that. They wanted the excitement of
his
it.
Energy.
But they didn't want
the live.
They didn't want the physics. And that was the last note I wrote, and I was pretty upset by it. And it does change my entire grade of the movie.
Oh no, it killed it for you?
I don't know if it killed it, but it turns a solid into a minus.
Okay.
Well, any other thoughts on the movie?
I mean, I think I pretty much touched it. I didn't take too many notes. I just sat back and enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, I did too. Good stuff.
Yeah, I already touched on all of my notes.
So what do you give it?
I give it a B minus.
Yeah, I was going to give it a C plus.
C plus.
Yeah.
Okay. So it averages 2. B minus.
B minus. We'll go with the higher of the two. So, Cheech and Chong, Up in Smoke. Well, it's actually just Up in Smoke. Because it's not Cheech and Chong, Up in Smoke. Because it's not Cheech and Chong. It's Pedro and Man.
Pedro Man. Yeah.
I
loved all the car scenes. The back and forth in the car scenes.
Yeah, those are great.
And that's definitely...
You know what they should have done is recorded all those on an audio cassette.
They probably have them recorded.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Because that's what their whole big...
It's
I was
all
like,
their stuff.
That's
yeah.
their best stuff.
Yeah.
When
they're doing, like, performances now, again, like, they're doing stand-up stuff, and, like, one of my friends from high school, he's doing stand-ups. Like, he did, like, a Cheech and Chong show.
Yeah.
Recently. And he's actually doing, like, another one this weekend, 420.
Doing what? Another like
open mic.
Where?
I think it's in Marietta, Temecula area.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
He's doing an open mic stand-up comedy?
Yeah, one of my buddies, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's been doing it for a while now.
Stand-up?
Yeah.
You're going to have to show me him on YouTube.
Yeah.
When we're done here. One sec.
He's active on YouTube. I know he's on his Facebook and all that. Instagram. That's where he promotes a lot of his stuff.
Okay. One sec. I'm giving us an outro song. We'll see if it does anything.
Yeah.
All right. Give me some lyrics. Well, I'll pack one more bullet for you. Mine is fucking well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Up in Smoke. Happy 420.
Happy 420.
We've been, this looks, this looks silly.
What are your 420 plans there?
Because I guess this is going to come out. We're from the past. Woo! yeah, there we go. Because of that, we're going to...
should have covered it at the top. But.
A spooky ghost song is what we're going to listen to on the way out.
That's... spooky ghost version of our song.
No, I have new lyrics.
I put
Andy and Brennan are finishing a podcast. They're high as fuck right now. Give me an ending song, we'll see what happens. Can we do another one of yours? Yours is better than mine. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, Blazed and Buzzed. Wow, that was quick. Well, this has been fun. So, here we go.
Smoking, talking, feeling so free on a podcast with Brennan and Andy. We're flying high in a cosmic dream, spreading good vibes like a laser beam.
Oh, what the fuck?
The topics were deep.
No, they weren't.
Laughter intense.
Okay, sure.
Brennan and Andy.
No, it doesn't. Here we go.
No matter how big, we keep it real, spreading good vibes with every spiel.
Spiel, really? Nice.
That's why they're saying tangents.
Alright, but this one might be better.
This might be better.
Smoking,
joking,
was this AFI? Who'd you say?
Blue October.
Oh, yeah, there we go. This is Blue October for sure. Alright, well, thanks for joining us for another Rice Ball. With me, as always, is Brennan. Shipley up to Boston.
Happy 420, everybody.
Special guest Blue October. I've been your host, Andy Rice. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.